Welcome now to the midday for Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and this is our special 25th anniversary edition of the midday. And we have a wonderful set of guests with us who have, some of them, a quorum, have been here before. That is to say, 75% of the Willie Street Chamber Players String Quartet, which is a subset of the total of six Willie Street Chamber Players. Just to get that all on the record there. And they consist of, in today's configuration, violinists Eleanor Bartsch and Rachel Hauser, and Beth Larson is the violist, and Mark Bridges is the cellist. We also have a studio audience again today. Happy to have all of you here. And now it's incumbent upon us to find out more about the Willie Street Chamber Players. You've been around for, let me think, it's about going on a couple of years, isn't it, Eleanor?
Yeah, we last summer was our inaugural season, 2015. We did four concerts in July.
Hold on right there. Try that.
Great. We did a little mic switch there. Last year was our inaugural season, 2015. We did four concerts, chamber music concerts in July on the east side of Madison. At Emmanuel Lutheran Church. We'll be coming back for a second season this summer. We're super excited. We'll be doing four concerts at Emmanuel Lutheran Church again. This is over on Spate Street on the east side, right on the lake. It's a beautiful location, right off of Willie Street. There's so many fun things to do over there. And our concerts are usually at 6 p.m., so it's a good time to come, and you still have daylight hours in the summer in Madison to hang out over there, have dinner.
And, wow. Have you ever thought of working for the Chamber of Commerce? Give us the whole package there.
Yeah, I'm not available, unfortunately.
You do seem to keep fairly busy with the violin.
Yeah, I'm lucky. Our concerts this summer will start on July 8th. We're really happy to welcome Suzanne Bea. She's the, Madison classical music fans know Suzanne, of course, but she's the co-concertmaster of the Madison Symphony and concertmaster of the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. We're going to be playing Tchaikovsky's Souvenir de Florence.
Oh, that's a big piece.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. We're very excited, and we have a whole host of other really neat works we're going to be presenting this summer, some very familiar, like the Tchaikovsky, and some not so familiar works by Carolyn Shaw and local composer Laura Schwendinger will make their way onto our season docket, and as well as some Baroque works. We have some Corelli, so something for everyone this summer, and this is all on our website.
Okay. So I would imagine if somebody went to WillieStreetChamberPlayers.org, they would find all that stuff.
It's all there, okay. And I put it there, so
it had better be there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and you have perhaps an unusual program today, although I think I've heard you play all of these pieces.
The cat's out of the bag. We recycled, but
so did Mozart, so did Handel,
Bach. Okay, if the Willie Street Chamber Players
okay.
do it,
yeah, if it's good, why not? Get a little extra mileage out of it.
Sure.
And on that note, I'm going to go over here and talk to the violist Beth Larson.
We're going to share
this. This is where we hope not to get out of sync, where I have the mic over at you while I'm talking. That's the trick. That's the one thing I have to master here. And so the first piece you're going to play is by Anton von Webern, a name that sometimes strikes terror into the hearts of audience members, maybe performers too. But what about this piece?
Yeah, I think Webern in general is a little intimidating for audience members and musicians alike. He's famous for writing 12-tone music, very atonal, kind of difficult to understand. It's not something that you could hum along to or would get stuck in your head. So I think audience members a lot of times kind of just are a little afraid when they see that on the program. This piece, however, it's called Langsamer Satz, and it's...
slow movement?
It literally just means slow movement, and it's a single movement first string quartet, and it is a completely different story. It's just the height of romanticism. It's actually a piece that Webern wrote after he went on a hike with his cousin, who then became his wife. So he was 21, and he won.
Not all the movements were slow.
Well, one would hope, but yes, he went on a hike and he just fell so madly in love with his cousin. And he just was so enthralled. And this had been after he had started working with Schoenberg, his teacher. And he just completely detached himself from his 12-tone writing and wrote this piece. And I actually would like to read a little quote that he wrote specifically about this piece, because I think it's just so... it very much epitomizes the sentiment behind it. So he wrote, "To walk forever like this among the flowers with my dearest one beside me, to feel oneself so entirely at one with the universe, without care, free as the lark in the sky above. Oh, what splendor! When night fell after the rain, the sky shed bitter tears, but I wandered with her along a road."
Langsamer Satz by Anton von Weber, played by the Willie Street String Quartet. Thank you. Demonstration of the romantic side of Anton von Webern in the form of his slow movement, or Langsamer Satz, which we heard from Beth Larson, the violist, from our ensemble, was, romantically inspired, for that matter, yes, having to do with Webern and the woman he would marry. And we have for the Silver Anniversary edition of the Midday Today, a string quartet from the Willie Street Chamber Players, or total of six chamber players in the ensemble. We have a good solid quorum here. We have four of the six delegates, you might say. And one of them is Rachel Hauser, now moved into the first position here, one of the two violinists. And the name Philip Glass is one that may make you think of movies as much as anything else, as he did a lot of documentary film work, like with Errol Morris in particular, but also a composer we think of sometimes in terms of music that's plugged in, and as it turns out, he wrote a lot of acoustic music too, still is, I suppose, at the age of 75 plus. And so what about this string quartet? You don't hear too much about Glass string quartets, Rachel?
So this is actually his second string quartet. He wrote it about 15 years after his first one. It's called Company, and like you were saying, Philip Glass is known a lot for his film scores, and the most recent one that I can think of is The Hours. I think that was him. This piece actually got some comeback when Hugh Laurie put it in an episode of House. So if you look it up, you see lots of comments on that. It's called Company, and it's actually music that goes with the play of the same name by Samuel Beckett. So it's written in 1983, and surprisingly, keeping with what Beth was talking about, he actually was inspired to take this score and turn it into a string quartet after meeting the woman that he was going to marry in a string quartet. We had no idea when we did this programming, but there you go. So I don't think anything else we're doing has anything to do with people getting in relationships, but these first two do. So, I mean, it's very typical Philip Glass music. There's a lot of arpeggiation. He plays around with rhythm, and you'll hear a lot of oscillating tones. So if you've heard the Hours film score, this will sound quite familiar. So...
Well, it could be a rush tonight on that film, I guess, where we'll all check it out. So, and, of course, some of those Errol Morris documentaries, too. But this is the entire string quartet or a movement from?
No, this is the entire string quartet. It's four movements, but they're all very short.
Called Company by Philip Glass, and our performers reconfiguring again here in our Buck studio. The string quartet from the Willie Street Chamber Players. They are Eleanor Bartsch and Rachel Hauser violins, Beth Larson viola, and Mark Bridges cello. We'll get to our quiz question and more from our ensemble right after this 30 seconds here on WPR. And I'll repeat our question after we've heard from some Mozart, and in particular, a string quartet of Mozart's. And that takes me over to our cellist, Mark Bridges, and insights into the piece that we're about to hear. Welcome back to the Midday.
Thanks for having us. So this is an early Mozart quartet. It's one of six. Composers often kind of would pair group quartets in groups of six, so early Beethoven, for example, and Mozart dedicated another set of six to Haydn and so forth. So this is part of a set called the Milanese quartets, which were composed in Milan. Four of them only have three movements, which is sort of unusual for string quartets. So it's two major movements with a minor movement in the middle. This piece is really kind of more of a refreshment than a main course, I would say. Depending on where you put in the program, it could be an appetizer or a dessert. So, yeah.
Now this is the work of the young Mozart. He was, 15 or 16, something like that, when he traveled to Italy and kind of soaked up the Italian influences, which, of course, every composer was supposed to do in the 18th century.
Right, yeah. I think he was actually in the middle of composing an opera, Lucio Silla. I guess he had some free time on his hands while he was doing that, soaking up the culture and, you know, enjoying the Southern Italian lifestyle.
Okay, so here we go with the string quartet number 4 in C. It's an early one, as I said, Kirchhoff 157 by Mozart.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you have the String Quartet number 4 in C by a teenage composer by the name of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, played by a string quartet from the Willie Street Chamber Players live in our Bucks studio. And they consist of Eleanor Bartsch and Rachel Hauser violins, Beth Larson viola, and Mark Bridges is the cellist. We've mentioned this world premiere, and I don't know too much about it. I just know that it's something that's brand new, obviously. And Eleanor's looking at me kind of questioningly, but clearly you know more about this than I do. So I think I'm back over here to you to get some kind of explanation.
Sure. Yeah, the next piece we're going to play is actually one that we chose in honor of this really special occasion. It's the 25th anniversary of the Midday Show. We have a live audience here, and there's some... For those of you listening, there's some festive streamers in the room. There's going to be cake. So we thought we would pick something festive. And I was actually down in Nashville, Tennessee, a couple weeks ago, playing a gig. And
no, I have to ask about that. Was it a country gig?
It was not a country gig, no, unfortunately. I should have just said it was. Yeah, then I was afraid you'd ask me to play fiddle, and then I'd be really stuck.
Isn't that what you have?
I suppose, yeah, it's another name. So I was chatting with a friend of mine named Benjamin Lloyd, who is a violinist, composer, and arranger in the Nashville area. There are a lot of musicians in Nashville, and he's one of them that does a lot of cool stuff. And I was telling him about this broadcast. He was asking about the Willie Street Players. I've been really excited about this new group, so I've been telling everyone. And I said, but we're looking for, like, a short piece to play that has a festive tone, because they're celebrating, you know, we're celebrating the birthday of the Midday and everything. And he said, well, I could write you something. And I said, oh my gosh. So I said, you do that. So it was so, so sweet of him. So he came back, and it's called Joyeux Anniversaire au Printemps. It has a French title, Happy Birthday in the Spring. And he plays with sort of some minimalist ideas, which you heard earlier in the glass, if you've been listening. Sort of repeated figures over and over. But there are always, you know, interesting things going on in the piece, even though it's only about a minute and a half. And maybe the most fun part about it is towards the end, you may hear a familiar tune that is sometimes sang or played at occasions such as this. So that's the hint I'll give.
The cake song, right?
The cake song.
And so, one more time with the title.
Joyeux anniversaire au printemps. And you're testing my French, by Benjamin Lloyd.
Premiere. It's been a banner week for the Midday, the Silver Anniversary Week, because yesterday we had the American broadcast debut of portions from an opera by Meyerbeer that hadn't heard, been heard for about 200 years, and now we have the world premiere ever anywhere of
Joyeux anniversaire au printemps. I practiced before this.
Yeah, it helps, doesn't it?
Yes, always.
And obviously you practiced your instruments here, too. The four of you have a wonderful ensemble work. And I have to ask, before we get to the solution to our quiz question today, what inspired the six of you, or there are six total of the Willie Street Chamber Players, to put this group together in the first place? I see a hand going up in the back of the room, so I'm over here to Rachel.
The real inspiration for this group is actually unable to be here with us today. A lot of you have seen or heard Piran Amiri Nazari on this show before, but
I
this was...
I practiced that name, too.
but Piran approached Eleanor and I last spring about starting this group to have a real chamber music program in residency on the west side, on the east side, I'm sorry. And so that's how we kind of came to be, and we found our friends and made this happen. So,
well, we're glad that you did. And before we forget, one more time, when is the next performance of the Willie Street Chamber Players?
We're on Fridays in July, starting on Friday, July 8th at 6 o'clock p.m. You can go on our website for more information about the whole season. We'll also be playing three other concerts there, and one concert at the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art. We'll be performing George Crumb's Black Angels, which is really exciting, and a whole host of other activities. So check out our website, www.WilliestreetChamberPlayers.org.
Willie with a Y. That's catchy right there. Well, thanks for coming in again, and pleasure having all of you, as always, and seeing you, and great to have a studio audience to enjoy it that much more.